This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. More than 569,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally. The figure is more than 135,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections is now more than 12.9 million around the world and more than 3.3 million in the U.S. The World Health Organization is reporting a record increase in global coronavirus cases on Sunday, saying the number of infections rose by more than 230,000 within just 24 hours. The biggest increases were from the United States, where coronavirus infections are up in about 40 states. The United States has broken global records by registering about 60,000 new cases a day for the last several days. The U.S. state of Florida set a new record, reporting over 15,000 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in one day. The number by far beats previous records of single-day increases in a U.S. state. The state has eased lockdown restrictions, including theme park Disney World, which opened over the weekend to guests in masks. Following the U.S. in the biggest increase in case numbers are Brazil, India, and South Africa. Coronavirus deaths remain steady across the globe at about 5,000 a day. The French government said it plans to introduce systematic testing at airports for visitors from so-called red countries where COVID-19 is still prevalent. In Paris, demonstrating nightclub workers demanded a reopening of their venues, arguing that strictly controlled club visits would be safer than unregulated beach parties. Spain's Catalonia region forced hundreds of thousands of residents back into lockdown as coronavirus cases accelerated, and South Africa's president said his country faced a coronavirus storm that was, quote, far fiercer and more destructive than any we have known before. And then he reimposed a nighttime curfew and also a ban on alcohol sales. This is VOA News. In Hong Kong, nearly 600,000 people cast their votes in an unofficial primary in Hong Kong over the weekend, this to determine which pro-democracy leaders will run for office in September. The vote is seen as a protest against controversial new security laws imposed by Beijing. It was organized by the opposition party to determine who would run in September elections for Hong Kong's Legislative Council. Those who voted did so despite warnings that the poll may violate the harsh new security law enforced by Beijing. The law allows security agents from mainland China to operate officially in Hong Kong for the first time. It outlaws what Beijing describes as secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces. Beijing enacted the law on June 30th in response to Hong Kong's pro-democracy protest movement. It sparked widespread concern that the freedom Hong Kongers enjoy as a semi-autonomous territory will be wiped out. Britain returned the former British colony to China in 1997 under a deal known as One Country, Two Systems that was supposed to last for 50 years. Sudan has passed laws banning female genital mutilation and allowing non-Muslims to consume alcohol. This, according to the country's justice minister. The move appears to be a reversal of nearly four decades of hardline Islamic policies, which limited the freedoms of women. Along with banning female genital mutilation, Sudan's Sovereign Council last week reversed a law which formerly required women to have a permit from a male family member to travel with their children. While women's rights advocates celebrated the long-awaited decision, they warned that the practice of female genital mutilation remains culturally entrenched in Sudan. A 2014 survey backed by the United Nations found that 87% of Sudanese women and girls between the ages of 15 and 49 had been subjected to the procedure. Just 4 months after Tesla unveiled the Model Y sport utility vehicle, the electric car maker announced it would slash the price of its newest product. The $3,000 price cut comes as Tesla seeks to maintain sales momentum in the COVID-19 pandemic. The reduction follows discounts Tesla offered in May on its Model 3, Model X, and Model S. The company, which is headed by Elon Musk, this month posted a smaller-than-expected drop in its second-quarter deliveries, but still is proving resilient despite the pandemic that hit the global auto industry. The Model Y now starts at just under $50,000, down nearly 6% from its previous price, according to the carmaker's website. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.